USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after a fighter jet was dispatched to escort a commercial flight he was on down to Minsk. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko ordered the jet to guide his flight down in the Belarusian capital. The flight was originally scheduled to travel from Athens to Vilnius, Lithuania. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport, and the flight was eventually allowed to continue to Vilnius. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act. And National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will head home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers has made a counterproposal to President Biden's massive infrastructure bill. Jeremy Scott reports.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to the Biden administration's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith, and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize the Department of Transportation funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is due to expire in September. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House's chief medical advisor is expressing some skepticism about China's claims around the origins of the coronavirus. Mike Fortier reports.
Dr. Fauci appears to be growing more skeptical of China's claim that COVID developed naturally, leaping from animals to humans. Over a year ago, he told National Geographic the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. But in an interview with PolitiFact May 12th, here's what Fauci said when he was asked if he was confident the virus developed naturally.
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
He adds he's open to any investigation into the origin of the virus.
Certainly, the people who've investigated say it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else, and we need to find that out.
The White House last week also calling for more transparency from China on how the virus started. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Phil Mickelson has won the PGA Championship to win his first major title since the 2013 British Open. Mickelson finished the weekend at 6-under, 2 strokes ahead of Louis Oosthuizen and Brooks Koepka, who tied for second place. At age 50, Mickelson also becomes the oldest golfer to win a major championship, surpassing Julius Boros, who was 48 when he won the 1968 PGA Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.